Welcome to today's Lely Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS. This is Mike Effner, joined now by Norwalk junior wrestler Victor Esparza. Warriors, a tough duel tonight in Indianola, but Victor, you got a big win for yourself, a very quick pin tonight at 190 pounds. Just tell me about the match.
Honestly, I don't really think much of it. I go in there, I trust my technique, I trust my coaches. That's pretty much it. I just go in there and I wrestle, plain and simple.
Just talk about your season a little bit. I think you came into the night 26-2, so this gets you to 27-2. You're ranked fifth right now in Class 3A. How do you feel the season's going?
I'm going to be honest. It started off rough. I was battling with some mental health issues. That's the sport. It's all mental. And, I overcame those issues, and now I'm just striving for greater things. And a big reason is that, a big part of that is God. I found God in that time, and it's helped me become a better person. I'm centering my life around Him, and so it's helped me become a better person, a better wrestler.
And you had an ankle injury too,
yes,
as well.
Yeah.
How are you doing health wise now?
I'm feeling 100%. I'm getting ready for this weekend. Hopefully, gonna get an upset. Have a nice tournament this weekend at Edwinger.
So physically, mentally, you're doing really good right now. Now you're a junior too, so you're an upperclassman.
Yep.
But you've been in this varsity lineup.
Yeah.
This is your third year. But how is it different this year? I mean, you feel like you're more of a team leader?
I definitely think I'm a big team leader this year. Going into freshman year, I was that underclassman. Nobody really expected much of me. This year, a lot of people are looking at me like, you're that guy. You got to push us. I've taken that role. I've always been looked at as a leader, and so I've been filled with that.
It just kind of came naturally to you,
not just
leading by example, but vocally as well.
Exactly. It's always been put on me that I'm a leader. Yeah. I've always been a natural leader, so I just embrace that.
Tell me about how you got your start in wrestling. How young were you?
Funny question is, I didn't start wrestling in the fifth grade.
Okay.
I moved here from Texas. First person that I met was Coach Brown. He introduced himself to me pretty quick, got me to go out for wrestling fifth grade, and I basically fell in love with it since.
So did he just kind of see you as a natural? He saw something in you?
Yeah, that's exactly what it was, because I played was baseball growing up. I never even played football. All I played was baseball, and he even got me to go out for football too. So
that's turned out pretty well too.
Yeah, it's amazing. Love these two sports.
So who have been some of your role models and mentors in the sport of wrestling?
Definitely Coach Brown. He's helped me overcome a lot of things. That guy is in my corner 24/7, 365. He's been there for me every single day, not just on the mat, but off the mat as well. He's someone that I can truly connect to as well. And same thing goes with Coach Molina. He's been there for me ever since he came to our program a few years back, and it's just been love ever since.
So you're a two-time state qualifier.
Yes, sir.
What did you do this past off season to make yourself better?
Honestly, I feel like I just being around the sport 24/7, wrestled freestyle for the first time this year.
Okay.
Went to Fargo, did pretty well up there. Now I'm just trying to get ready for the state tournament.
Were there any specific moves in the off season, new moves that you added, or did you get better in any position on the mat?
Honestly, I got really good with my underhook series, just working those. Watched a lot of Trent Headley growing up, so that was good.
Again, we're talking with Norwalk junior wrestler Victor Esparza on today's Lely Radio Sports page. Let's talk about what's coming up the rest of the season here. The regular season's starting to shorten up.
Yeah.
What do you want to get done between now and the start of the postseason?
Definitely want to go shock some people. Right now, I'm looked as an underdog. I got Andy Frankie, Brent Coaster ranked in front of me, which I love being underlooked. I've always been underlooked, so I love it. I'm ready to go get that.
And then, state qualifying will come around. I know you want to get back to state, but you probably want to do more than that. What are your ultimate goals for the rest of the season, and how do you get it done?
Ultimate goals, be conference champ, district champ, and the state champion this year. And with that comes a lot of hard work. Not a lot of people put time into this sport off the mat, out of practice. I'm that type of guy, and I'm ready for it.
Was the weight room a big thing over the offseason too? Do you feel like you got a lot stronger?
I've always gotten stronger. Every year since freshman year, I've always prioritized the weight room, so weight room's definitely a big part of it.
So you feel like you got your head right now too?
Yeah.
You said you've leaned on God and your faith and everything.
Exactly.
So maybe this is the year that you get to the top of that podium or close to it.
I haven't been on that podium yet at all in my high school career. So I want to go be on the top.
All right. Thanks so much. That's Norwalk wrestler Victor Esparza. Thanks for joining us. Good luck the rest of the season.
I appreciate it, sir. Thank you very much.